After more than a year, Brittany Hart is still settling into her new townhome, and she's okay with that. A large mirror rests against the dining room wall, and the only place to sit down that isn't the floor is a large gray sectional in the living room.
Everything is still a work in progress. I'm very particular as to what I want in my house, so I'd rather take time.
The 26-year-old graphic designer lives in a gated complex on the edge of Vine City, a neighborhood full of abandoned properties and blighted homes. It's the kind of place that makes a strong first impression.
It was like, no one's going to come visit me. I felt like, who's okay with this?
Still, Hart decided to move in. She wanted to have access to transit and to live in a largely African-American community. And she saw the area's challenges as opportunities.
There's potential here where I can flourish and engage and collaborate with other people that live in the neighborhood. So the potential of everything is why I moved.
Dawn Luke sees that same potential and says people like Hart are the key to unlocking it.
The best way to get neighborhoods revitalized is to have homeowners that come in that have a vested interest. I mean, you have a different perspective when you own a part of your community.
She works for Invest Atlanta and runs their Vine City Renaissance Initiative. The program gives homebuyers $10,000 in down payment assistance if they buy in Vine City or English Avenue and stay for 5 years.
If you're that person that wants to be vested in the community, that you can have impact on how it's developed going forward, this is the program for you.
Invest Atlanta hopes everyone enrolled will follow their investments in a home with an investment in their community. Now, the program has some restrictions. There's an income cap of about $66,000 for one person, and you can't own other property. About 50 people showed up at a recent info session to learn more about the program and the other homebuyer incentives Invest Atlanta offers.
This is how you get credit for having been here. Please sign in.
As they listened, I asked Dawn Luke if she could see Vine City and English Avenue from Invest Atlanta's offices downtown. She walked me to a window and pointed west, just past the Georgia Dome, and told me what she saw for the area's future.
There are people that have lived in these neighborhoods for years, and I would love to see those people be able to thrive, remain in those neighborhoods, and have new neighbors that they feel like are an integral part of their everyday life. So it's all about just enhancing their quality of life.
Since the program launched in 2014, only 5 people have signed up. But that number doesn't seem so small when you consider the area's slow housing market. Still, Brittany Hart was surprised the program wasn't more popular.
What? Really?
But she didn't dwell on that for long. Back in her townhome, she shared some of her big ideas for the neighborhood, like a music festival in one of its vacant lots.
I know I will have an impact here. I'm gonna do something. If it's just walking around cleaning up, or if it's getting a few murals on a couple of these buildings, something's gonna change.
But for now, she's still settling in. Her new neighborhood, like her new townhome, is still a work in progress. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.